From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abby Lee reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn took more than $500,000 from Turkey and tens of thousands of dollars from Russian interests. New documents show he was also warned not to accept payments from foreign governments in 2014. Elijah Cummings, a top Democrat on the House of Representatives Oversight Committee, said his committee has no evidence that Flynn obtained permission from the Secretary of the Army and the Secretary of State to accept any foreign government payments as required by law. One of the documents showed the U.S. Defense Department's Inspector General's office has opened its own investigation into whether Flynn had sought permission to accept the payments. U.S. President Donald Trump says phone conversations Wednesday with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau persuaded him not to withdraw from the country's three-way trade pact, at least for now. He said the NAFTA has been horrible for the U.S. economy.
I like them very much. I respect their countries very much. The relationship is very special. And I said, I will hold on the termination. Let's see if we can make it a fair deal, because NAFTA has been a horrible deal for the United States. It's been very good for Canada. It's been very good for Mexico. But it's been horrible for the United States.
Sitting Thursday alongside Argentinian President Mauricio Macri, Trump said if he's unable to make a fair deal for American workers and companies, he will terminate NAFTA. The U.S. president's softening tone on what is perceived as America's most crucial trade pact is being welcomed. This is VOA News. One of the key messages coming out of President Donald Trump's meeting with U.S. lawmakers in North Korea was a renewed emphasis on the need to use sanctions and diplomacy to try and pressure Pyongyang back to the negotiating table. And while the outlook for the resumption of talks remains bleak at best, analysts say China's support in that effort is key. China cut coal imports from North Korea earlier this year and has been tightening financial flows into the North. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan eked out a narrow referendum victory, even though the country's industrial heartland and main cities voted against him for the first time in his political career. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Mid-afternoon, senators climbed aboard a pair of buses for an unusual caravan to the executive office building adjacent to the White House. There they learned about the broad range of options to remove the North Korean threat, which a senior administration official described as very grave. Senator Chris Coons called the briefing sobering. He said, however, no military options were put before the lawmakers.
I think it is constructive for us to be having bipartisan conversations as an entire Senate with the leaders of the administration, the national security and diplomacy team of the administration.
Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The Russian government has called on Israel and other countries to avoid any actions that may escalate tension in Syria after Israel conducted airstrikes Thursday against an arms supply hub near Damascus International Airport. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters in Moscow that all countries need to refrain from any kind of actions that lead to an increase in tension in this already restive region. Peskov also said Syria's sovereignty should be respected. The arms hub is operated by the Lebanese group Hezbollah. Syrian rebel and regional intelligence sources said the strikes targeted weapons that were shipped from Iran on military and commercial cargo planes. NASA's Cassini spacecraft sailed into uncharted territory Wednesday between the planet Saturn and the rings that encircle it and emerged Thursday unscathed. The Cassini craft is the first and only spacecraft to ever venture into the gap between Saturn and its rings. It sent back its first signal early Thursday morning, about 20 hours after the crossing took place. Scientists lost contact with the ship during the passing because its antenna had to be shifted to protect the scientific equipment from potentially damaging material floating in Saturn's rings. The rings of Saturn are made up of moving particles of ice and space debris. I'm Ji Abby Lee in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.